Hello and welcome to today's episode of Beyond the Broomstick, that podcast that opens up the opportunity of spirituality in your everyday life, as well as taking away some of the woo-woo that we see on social media and distracts you from the real possibilities of spirituality. If we haven't met before, my name is Matilda and I am a professional psychic medium here in Australia. On previous episodes, I have talked about my journey and how I knew that I was a medium. So if you're interested, go back and listen to those. Today's episode is quite exciting. I'm talking about the phenomenon that is the black sheep of the family, always turns out to be the spiritual one, how the word empath is overused yet underutilized, and what I've seen on social media this week regarding spirituality, unethical spirituality, and what people are classing as spiritual psychosis. We'll see if we can find out some truth behind that. First of all, I want to give everyone on my Patreon page, my new Patreon supporters, a shout out, because without you guys, I wouldn't have the time to do a lot of the stuff that I do. Your support is always so valued. If you don't know what Patreon is, pop along to the show notes. There will be a link in my show notes about Patreon. It is a platform where I get to be a little bit more open. I bring extra podcasts, extra deep dives. There's the newsletter. There are special discounts for certain levels. You get a first announcement of my dates when they are released. Currently, I am booked out until the end of June, but when July's are released, if you are a supporter, you will get a first opportunity to book. So thank you, Suzanne, Mahogany Wilson, Tina Miller, Gemma Lonsdale, Brianna, Eleanor Corcoran, Jen Caprio, Christina, Colleen Kelly, Jenna Thompson, Paula, Monica, Deb, Cheryl Saylor, Michelle Howard, Myra California, Tia, Sammy. Thank you. You guys make everything possible and worthwhile for me. So as I say, the Patreon link is in my show notes as always. Also in my show notes, just for your convenience, is the link to book a special event that I am hosting with Laurie Rivers. We are doing an astrology and psychic overview of May, June, and into some of July. We are doing two events because of the time difference. We have a global audience. It is always tricky to make sure that we do a time that suits everyone. So we made a decision to host two events. There is a discount to attend in the 15 and up tier on my Patreon. It's a good discount. You save quite a significant amount of money. And it's going to cover global events, global predictions, give you some help on how to handle certain events that are coming up. It will be an interesting and fun event. It is live. It is being held obviously via a link online, but we will be hosting that together. There is also a link to some events that I have myself coming up that are large mediumship groups and the smaller mediumship groups that I host. As I've said, I am completely booked out for private readings at the moment, but I do host those events to sort of fill in the gap. So let's talk about what's going on in the world. The first thing I'm going to say is there is a lot of talk on social media about spiritual psychosis. And there was a poor woman who was into astrology, who during the eclipse harmed people and herself. She took her own life and those around her. It is a terrible, terrible thing. Astrology is not to blame for that. However, the astrology at the time would have added to her mental health. What I pick up around this event is that she was already on the verge of mental health issues. She had gone down a rabbit hole of cult-like information, was reposting a lot of people's content, and had gotten herself into a state. But she had not recovered from what I am picking up as a postpartum psychosis rather than a psychic psychosis. But whilst we are talking about spiritual psychosis, it is a real thing. And the reason I'm going to say it's a real thing, I did an episode a number of weeks ago regarding the unhealed healer. I have seen this happen with my own eyes. When somebody is not mentally stable and they are searching for answers and they search within the spiritual realm and are not discerning about their choices, what they choose to read, what rabbit holes they go down, if they are practicing themselves and they are unhealed and are not using safe and hygienic spiritual practices to ground themselves and to look after themselves, then they are at risk of exacerbating their own mental health. Remember working as a, and I've talked about this before, as a medium or a psychic, you must be ego-free. I think people get confused about that. Now, the reason I say people get confused about that is because there is somebody calling themselves a psychic medium on social media, and I saw them a year ago. I didn't like what they did. I have blocked them on all sorts of social media because I didn't actually want to watch them do what they did because it makes me really nauseous, and I know that they are lying. I also know that they do not have psychic abilities, but they are leaning into an intuition, shall we say. But what they are doing is using their own energy. When you are not spiritually practiced, when you are not a medium, you are exhausting your own physical and mental energy, trying so hard with your intuition, thinking that you're psychic, and it can exhaust you. We all know that exhaustion can send you a bit crazy, but if you have undiagnosed mental health issues or untreated mental health issues, it is going to exacerbate the situation. You are working in ego. And when I say working in ego, you get angry because people say that you're wrong, or you react in a way that you want to prove them right. You are using the word I in everything, and you are not talking about your spirit guides or using your spirit guides. So, for instance, when I'm doing a reading, if I am getting the information freely given by somebody's spirit guides or my spirit guides, I am not exhausting my mental energy to give information. It's being given to me freely. I am purely a vessel. I am not the person doing the work. My spirit guides are. I am just relaying the information. The same as when I do a mediumship reading, the person that wants to talk to me will step forward and give me that information, whether it be visually, audially, or how audially, I know that's not a word, but we're going to pretend it is, or how I feel. I am not drawing it in. I'm not working hard. I'm in a place of pure relaxation, and it is being given to me. But if I'm trying to prove something and I am exhausted doing something, then I am pulling on my own energy, not my spirit guides. I hope that makes sense. If you have any questions, ask them. Send me an email, matilda@mediummatilda.com. But that is how it works. So Spiritual psychosis is often caused by underlying mental health issues. It can cause all sorts of strange behavior. It's not necessarily caused by the spirituality, but the effort and the energy that you're exporting because you're so desperately wanting to be spiritual can cause the psychosis. What I saw on social media this weekend was somebody that I had made a post. I'm going to be honest, I didn't mention anybody by names, but my audience is quite large and everybody knew who I was talking about. And this person decided to send me and her minions lots and lots of messages. It's quite hilarious because what I have found out in the last 24 hours is that she's now pretending and has made up a false Facebook page of a lawyer and sent out cease and desist letters to people under a lawyer's name. This lawyer is real. I mean, that's the stupidest thing in the world. This lawyer was actually real and is part of a law firm in that area. So she's now in a world of trouble. And when I say karma comes to bite, it comes in odd ways, and sometimes people bring it on themselves. I'm not going to talk about who it is. Those that know who it is will know, because I'm not wishing to be attacked by her minions anymore or her, but I feel that there is underlying issues and she's exasperating those by trying to do what she's doing. So that is the point I was trying to make. The real topic today, though, is around being the black sheep of the family. How many people listening to this podcast can identify with the fact that they are classed as the black sheep of the family because, not because they've done anything wrong, not because they've caused concern to the family or because they've gone off and done anything illegal, but more so the black sheep of the family because they see, and because they see the people in their family for who they are. It's a known phenomenon, and I am a member of that elite club myself. I am persona non grata within my extended family, obviously not the family that I created, but the family I am part of. And it is a well-known phenomenon. Somebody I spoke to a year or so ago, and I must find her details out, is writing a book regarding this. Often people are very aware of who their family are and how they behave. They see through the facade. It may not necessarily be a bad facade, or their parents may not necessarily be bad people, but they don't fall for the fakeness, and they know when people lie to them. They may not know that they are a psychic. They may not know that they have abilities. And I'm going to remind you that I always call things an ability because the gift is in the delivery. I do not have a gift. I have an ability. And I have known and spoken to many, many people who have realized that their family members, whether it be brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, mum and dad, really aren't the people they thought they were growing up. And as soon as they start questioning or calling people out on their behavior or their favoritism, they are then extradited from the family. They live in isolation. Because they are made to feel as if they are the problem. Often spiritual people growing up are known as too much, too loud, too difficult. You were born an adult. You didn't need protecting. Why? You were too loud. You had an opinion. Nobody as a child is too much. If someone has ever told you were too much, too difficult, too loud, that is on them as adults, not on you as a child that you were at the time? The black sheep of the family is a very well-known thing, and often you will develop your abilities later in life because you have shut down those abilities because it was too much to feel. Sometimes people who are the black sheep of the family suffer from mental health issues that have been ignored. But those mental health issues stem back to being psychic or a medium or seeing things, people. So don't give up hope. Never blame yourself. And if you were treated like that as a child or made to feel that you were too much or too difficult, then remember that that is on the adult in question. And their inability to regulate their emotions, not yours as the child in question. Often people in those situations grow up and call themselves empaths. Now, there is such a thing as empaths. Many people will pick up other people's emotions, and you have picked up the emotions of your family. You know if somebody doesn't like you. You feel immediate uneasiness around certain people, and you see a repetitive pattern around that. But the word empath sometimes is highly overused, because some people are empaths and go down a spiritual path. And I'm going to talk about people that are empaths giving readings in a minute, because I'm not too keen on that. But other people that grew up in a situation where they were made to feel as if they were the difficult one, maybe they were the peacekeeper or the people pleaser growing up, are simply incredibly hypervigilant. And you've spent much of your childhood being hypervigilant because you've had to be to protect yourself. So there is a difference between that hypervigilance and actual empaths. Actual empaths often go on to develop other skills and other abilities, such as clairvoyance, clairsentience, clairaudience. Very rarely do they become mediums unless they saw spirit as at a young age. But many people use the word empath as a guide to be able to do readings. And some people jump in and do paid readings, and all they simply are is an empath. And being an empath and being able to tell you what you feel and what those around you may feel is not necessarily something that you need. You need to be able to move forward, and your spirit guides, if somebody can see them, speak to them, are then able to help you move in the forward movement direction. And that's the difference between an underdeveloped medium who is working within that empath ability that can also exhaust them, and if they are unhealed, an empath using that empath energy to give readings, that's where your burnout comes and your psychosis can happen. So be very, if you are one of those people, I am not criticizing you. All I'm saying is perhaps get some mentorship and learn to tap into your spirit guides, because if you lean on just your empath energy, you are going to burn out and not enjoy this work very, very quickly. Starting as an empath is something great, but if you want to develop the other abilities, really get that mentorship in. And I'm really hoping to have a mentor come talk with me on next week's episode of the podcast. I've been a bit slack at reaching out to people to partake. I've been busy. So remember that when it comes to when you book a reading, make sure that someone has the ability that you are looking for. So if you're looking for a medium, make sure that you book a medium. check their credentials, check their experience, because so many people have that intuition and that empathability that's underdeveloped psychic ability, and they are not using it in a way that it serves you, but it also doesn't serve them very well, because that biting into your own energy when you want to do readings is going to wear you out extraordinarily. And we don't want that. We want people out there helping people, but doing it in a way that is serving both of you. I hate to see good psychic mediums burn out by not managing their energy well, because there's so few of us around that I encourage psychic cleanliness and psychic hygiene as one of the things that you must start with before you are offering readings to anyone. It's very difficult to discern what your abilities are when you are trying to use them every day as well. And that worries me. With the phenomenon of social media, what it's done is it's given people an in to build an audience. And sometimes that audience grows far too quickly for somebody that is still developing and the demand is on them and they don't want to turn down the work and they're building their audience. And that must be a really difficult situation to be in, especially if you do sit in that egoic side of things where it's, oh, look, the numbers are growing. I need to serve all these people, but you're actually not in a good place to be doing that. This is why I'm really, really grateful that I had almost 20 years experience under my belt before I took to social media. I always say that social media is a service and I do so for free, but what it has done is added an enormous strain on people trying to get readings with me. I've always been about 4 weeks, 5 weeks in advance. Now we're closer to 10 weeks of wait time to get a reading, which is lovely for me. And I'm very, very honored and blessed to have that. But the reality is my poor clients are having to wait an incredibly long period of time. Okay, so we are today on the, I think it's the 15th of, yes, it is the 15th of April, which is Monday. It's taken me a while to get to this podcast. It's been so busy with doing things. I am going to give you some information that I have gotten. I try and keep this information just for my podcast, but sometimes I do talk about it on social media. The first thing I'm going to give you is I see Prince William making a television presentation, announcement, interview of some sort. It may be with Catherine, but talking about her health and an update. It's good. It's not bad. For those of you that are continually asking me about Princess Kate, Princess Catherine, stop. Just stop. You are the most impatient people I've ever met in my life. And you've been told she's having chemotherapy. What more do you want? Would you like her to FaceTime you from her cancer ward while she's having chemotherapy and link in the oncology doctor while she's there? Seriously. Would you expect your best friend to do that? Maybe they would, but she's not your best friend. So, yeah, it is continually annoying me when people ask me about it. I am not the oracle that knows all. We are looking at this week being quite significant for Jack Smith. I feel like he is going to make a new statement with new charges or new information pertaining to not just only Donald Trump, but other people around him. And I feel like it's to do also with the judge that is on one of his cases. I am being shown Biden. Now, I was shown this, and I do want to bring it to you. Some people may not understand this, but I was shown a conversation between Biden and Netanyahu where he literally says, don't retaliate or we won't support you. And I remember making a prediction a month or so ago saying that Netanyahu's going to do something that Biden is really unhappy with. So take that as you will. I am being shown that there is significant flooding in Australia. Maybe not next week, but the week after. So if you are in a flood area, prepare yourself, go get the plastic boxes, start picking stuff up off the ground. If you've got a garage full of stuff, just lift it up a bit. I feel like Queensland, Victoria, I think Sydney might have had its turn, but I am sort of drawn to Perth as well. Be aware of that. I do think there's going to be some rocking and rolling off the coast of Australia. It may be Australia and New Zealand. Underwater earthquakes feel really prevalent the last week of April. So hold on to that. There is going to be a shock announcement coming out from Anthony Albanese regarding a minister or someone connected to the parliament that he is unhappy with. And I feel like there is two major retailers having to close their doors in Australia. So that's what I've got for you at the moment. Hold on to that. If you want more updates, I am about to go live on social media, but you don't really need to know that because this will be out after I've gone live. But there will be more predictions. Check out my TikTok, check out my Patreon. I am sorting out my Patreon this week, as you will have seen. There's been some pretty pictures go up. And I'm making sure that everything's in collections and that everybody knows what they get for the tier that they pay for, because there's been a lot of confusion. If you have to read the tier of that you belong to and what that offers for you to understand what you get as a member. And I know there's been a bit of confusion, and I have occasionally added extra things to the lowest tier, but I don't want to upset people that pay more. So that will be stopping as we move forward. And oh, that's what I needed to tell you all. Oh my goodness, how amazing that we are significantly in the charts at the moment. It's quite amazing that I am currently being listened to in over 50 different countries, 150 something cities. Last week I had 1,947 plays. I am at number 21 in the American spirituality chart, which is pretty big. I was number 100 in the religion and spirituality chart. I am currently at number 6 in Australia, number 5 in Ireland. I have been absolutely blown away by all the support. There is a website that combines everything and tells you what your score is across the world. And I am sitting at number 49 in the spiritual charts globally. This has been going for 12, 13 weeks. It's amazing. You guys rock. Thank you so much. It is amazing. And don't forget to email me at mediummatilda.com if you are looking for topics that you would like me to cover during my podcast. Lots of love. Have a spectacular week, everyone, and I will catch you next week. Mwah.